from the beautiful Sunshine Coast of Australia. This is the Awake Nations Ministries podcast, equipping the church for revival, reformation, and kingdom impact. Learn more about us by visiting awakeaus.com.
I started to think about the institutional church, okay, institutional religion. What I mean by that is the whole event-oriented church, the corporation. It's all about pastors who become CEOs rather than shepherds that hear the voice of God, that lead according to the will of God. And we build these corporations, it becomes all about leadership and so forth, rather than people following Christ, discipleship. The term leadership is not found in the Bible. It's used once in a negative way. Jesus said, they lord it over. He's talking about leaders in a negative way. But is there leadership? Absolutely. But we're called to follow Jesus ultimately. And I'll share more about that, I believe, this morning to make the distinction between that. Let me just clarify that. 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says, follow me as I follow Jesus. The word follow is a Greek term from which we get our English word mimic. Mimic me as I mimic Christ. So I'm mimicking Christ. You're going to see Christ in me and operating through me, living through me is a better way. So mimic me as I mimic Christ. What I wrote down here is God is not ending activity-based Christianity. He's exposing it. Why was he not ending it? Because we always have people, that's what they want. That's what they're building. They're building events, they're building institutions, they're building corporations. And I'm not saying God doesn't work in those situations and contexts, because God is God. He sees hungry hearts. But I believe there's a better way. And I believe the Lord is resetting and recalibrating. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on the past few years. So what does that mean? A separation is underway between those who will remain in institutional religion and those who will answer the call to become his dwelling place. So 2026 is a year that is prophetic, but it's also a year that is a process year. So in other words, what's been happening, it's going to continue to happen. There's going to be more and more things, you know, dismantled. Those who aren't walking before the Lord in holiness and purity are going to be exposed. And God's not trying to destroy. He's trying to bring healing and restoration and repentance. So this is something that's really significant. The Lord is preparing a people for his glory. But preparation requires distinction. And he's widening the gap between those who hear and actually shift and those who hear and refuse. This is not about judgment on the institution. It's about an invitation out of it for those who have ears to hear. God's calling us to a deeper place. Go read the book of Acts. That's what the church looked like. Read the Gospels. It's really simple, guys. Like, do we want to know? What does God want? Read the Gospels. It's really simple. Look at Jesus, his life. He modeled it. He showed us how to live. He showed us what relationship with the Father looks like, how to minister to people. He became, as we mentioned last week, he was the last Adam, 1 Corinthians 15:45, the eschatos, which means the final Adam. So he came to show us how God wanted Adam to live in the beginning. So it's a powerful thing. So this call is singular and corporate. The call is what? Become my habitation. Yes. Become my habitation. It's singular. It's personal, in other words. Will you become the temple of the Holy Spirit? In the New Testament, the word temple referencing the Holy Spirit is used when he says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? It's in 1 Corinthians 6:19. That's singular. In the Greek language, there's two different words for you. There's you, which means singular, and you, which means plural. So in 1 Corinthians 6:19, he says, do you not know? That's singular, individually, personally speaking. But then later, in other places, like 1 Corinthians 3:16, he says, do you not know that you yourselves, you'll see some translations say you yourselves, that's plural in Greek. So he's saying the church is called to be the habitation or the dwelling place of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. So it's not just to attend. This call is to become. It's not just to build something for others. It's become it. Become it. We mentioned this last week, right? Ontology or ontological, which is, I know it's a big word in theology, it means becoming, yeah. Being. Yeah. Okay, it's more about being. God's more concerned about being than what we do.
Yes.
Pharisees, right? You can do a lot of things, but you're not being, being conformed, being like Jesus. So that's the crux of the matter. So will we collectively and personally respond to him, humble ourselves, lay down our blueprints and plans for our lives, and will we build according to the pattern he's revealing, which is in the word? Those who respond will carry his manifest presence into the coming season. Those who do not will continue with activity programs and momentum, but increasingly less and less presence, less and less glory. It's amazing. God doesn't need a lot of things. He just needs the people that are hungry. Oh, we have to have the best musos, the best production. No, that's not what it's about. Never was, to be honest, but God in his forbearance, in his mercy, he put up with a lot of stuff. He does put up with a lot of stuff, doesn't he? So the fact is, God is actually very merciful. He loves his people, but he's calling us. I think he's calling us to really go deeper and to take up what he's saying. And it's a remnant. Not everyone's listening. 2026 is the year he separates the house from the hustle. All right. So simple, stripped back, New Testament, Jesus type of ministry, gospel. That's it. Where we live it. We know him. And we live it. And we love him. We love people. And we just manifest that. So 2026, out of this, there will be, I believe, miracles. Miracles of provision, healing miracles.